Monday the 31st of March, Kofstad at Adarsheni, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Freshwater, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag.
Good morning. Now, in Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, or Chag HaPesach, we'll discuss a few anyonim about Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag and about Yom Tov HaPesach, Shat Nishmaya. The Moses says in Megillah, Mesechet Megillah of Lamed Bais. The Pusik by Dabba Moshe's Ma'ada Hashem al Bnei Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikken Hem Di Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin for Klal Yisroel, to be Doidish in Yune Shel Chag Bechag, in Yune Paisach Bepaisach, in Yune Sikis Besikis, is a special takuna for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Doidish in Yune of the Chag, in Yune of the Yom Tov, in the Yom Tov. We know another klal, Sha'alin v'doshen b'hilchis ha-paisach koydim n'paisach shloshim yom. The chiyuv to be shoyel b'hilchis ha-paisach koydim n'paisach shloshim yom. So we have in the Yom Tov itself a chiyuv takuna Moshe Rabbeinu to be doshen in yuna yom and koydim ha-chag shloshim yom. How do we learn about shloshim yom koydim ha-chag? The Gemara says, because you see, Moshe was the Pesach Rishon, Doidish the Inyunim of Pesach Shaini. Moshe Oymed the Pesach Rishon, Imazhidon al Kol Hilchas Pesach Shaini. So we see from here that the Zachiv, Shloshim Yom, Koydim Achag, to be Doidish in Inyun Achag. What's the chiyuv of Sha'alin? The Hilchas HaPesach Koydim LePesach Shloshim Yom. Interesting, the Lushna Machaber is Sha'alin the Hilchas HaPesach Koydim LePesach Shloshim Yom. Not Sha'alin V'Doshim, Sha'alin the Hilchas HaPesach Koydim LePesach Shloshim Yom. Let's first have a look what's the chiyuv, what's the pshat Sha'alin the Hilchas HaPesach Koydim LePesach Shloshim Yom. The Master the Torah has the gills, like it says in the Gemuda, in Psuchim Davov, Sha'alin v'dolshin b'ilchis ha-Pesach. In Abad HaShoyinim, Taka Deliv, the girl says Sha'alin b'ilchis ha-Pesach. So, we can be mefadish al pi pshat, what Sha'alin v'dolshin. Sha'alin means to ask the Sha'alin, v'dolshin means to be doyish. We can be mefadish and push it away. Sha'alin v'dolshin means to discuss the haluchas. How do you discuss the haluchas, learn the haluchas? Through Sha'alin v'dolshin, Shoyil with achieve it. If so, the chiyuv would be on the chachomim to darsh nilchas ha-pesach koyin ha-pesach shloshim yom, and could be also on each and every individual to learn the haluchas koyin ha-pesach shloshim yom. The Dan learned an interesting pshat with Sha'alin nilchas ha-pesach. The Gemuda is not referring to the chiyuv of learning nilchas ha-pesach or darsh nilchas ha-pesach. The Gemuda said that referring to a case where two people come to ask a shaila from a dayin and from a ruv. One is asking shloshim koydim ha-chag. One is asking a shaila on mesechet Bava Kamma. One is asking a shaila on mesechet Psucha. So which one should the ruv ask first? Which one should the ruv be nizkar? Should the ruv answer and be doidish first? The one that's hilchas ha-pesach. That's the pshat. Sha'alim b'hilchas ha-pesach koydim l'pesach shloshim yom. The shoyel, who do we give a din kedima to? From between the sha'alim b'hilchas ha-pesach, we're giving din kedima to the one who's asking b'hilchas ha-pesach only koydim l'pesach shloshim yom. Like we see, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu the shaila of Pesach Shaini, who came through a shaila. They came into the Luma Niguda. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered, the haluchas koydim l'pesach shloshim yom. But there's no, so according to the Ram, it's much the whole chiyuv of Sha'alim v'dosh and Birchas HaPesach Koylim Pesach Shloshim Yom is much less than a guy. Yes, on a guy it's every individual, it's a guy to the roof, and just saying it's Din Kedima Maktiv. Who has a Din Kedima? Din Kedima is the one who shared Birchas HaPesach, and the Ram is not the Lushna Machabe Sha'alim Birchas HaPesach Koylim Pesach Shloshim Yom. Adri Shoinim learn completely different. Like I said before, Sha'alim v'dol shemir t'peisach koyle b'etzvah shiyoyim, sechiev und Chachomim zu darschen bei Hilchot HaPesach können wir Peter schlöschen ja. According to the Pshat, the learn Sha'ar and Bilchot HaPesach means only the Gabbah the Din Kedima, it's easy to understand the Gemud and Megillah. The Gemud says the Megillah, which you mentioned before, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim, there should be Doidish, Bilchot HaPesach Ba'achak. According to the Pshat, Sha'ar and Vidoshim means the Chum after Dash and Koyin the Pesach Shloshim Yoyim. It's a bit difficult to understand the Gemud is Mashma there, only Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim, only Ba'achak. To be doidish bilchas achag, not before the chag. So according to the pshat, len sha'alim means only the ruv gives the din kedima for the shoyel bilchas apesach koyin apesach shloishim yom. You understand? Sha'alim bilchas apesach koyin apesach shloishim yom is referring to who should the ruv be makdim? The one who's asking hilchas pesach or the one who's asking different haluchas? Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken the ruv should darshan be yomtiv hilchas achag. According to the pshat. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken that the chiyuv she'alim v'dorshin is on the chiyuv lidrosh v'hilchas achag koydim achag shloshim yom. What is happening in Gemara? Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken that the chachom should be doidish in the yomtiv. The chachom already mechi before the yomtiv. So a few pshutim could answer. One way could answer b'doichik, and noch anam is a chiyuv to be doidish koydim achag. But Moshe Rabbeinu extended the chiyuv not only lefnei achag, gam b'teich achag is also chiyuv lidrosh bilchas achag. Another pshat we could answer, the Mishnah Brida, ready in the Rishonim, is the chiyuv only in Pesach, or is of Sha'al and Medoshim, or is the chiyuv all Yom HaTovim? The Master, the Gemuda learned, and the Gemuda discussed the Sha'al and Medoshim, Koydim achag shloishim yom, the Gemara is referring to Pesach. The Gemara learns it out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Oim in the Pesach Rishon. Im Asin na Pesach Shani. So the Chol, the whole limit is only on the Yom Tov Pesach. And the Yesh Amrim, the whole Chiv is taka only Bilchot HaPesach, Shloshim Yom, because Pesach has so many haluchas. Biyachomet, Agulis Kailim, Afiyas Hamatzis, therefore, we need Shloshim Yom Koydim Achag. But other Yom Tovim, could it be it's enough just Lefnei Achag? Or in the Yom Tov itself, there's a Machlokes. Some Poskim hold the Chiyuv is the all Yom Tovim Shloshim Yom Koydim Achag. And some hold that in other that in Shviyat HaKapunim, which is definitely no special Hilchas Achag. In Sikkim, you have Hilchas Aldminim. But Shviyas, so some say Shviyas is enough just one or two days before the Yom Tov. About Kapunim, in the Yom Tov itself, Kila Am Moide, there's a takuna of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Doidish the Inyuna Hayom. The thing I once said that when I'm attacking the takuna of Daf Hayomi, Amay Shapira, so the Sachat Shavadabed Abdovid, the Sachat Shavadabed, he asked, that they should when they mistake the pick of the Daf Hayomi, when you employ them, they should be mistaken. They should learn the yune the yom of the yom toivim. So when Rabbeinu was mistaken, lidrash be'elchas achag, the yune achag. Might even the whole year they should learn the seider, but the yom toiv they should learn the yune ma'anoygim, the mesecht of the noygim le'achag. Kenedi wasn't a skabu. But this is a definite halucha beyond the kill arm and the surah lisha and the lidrish the hilcha seyu. There's another very interesting thing when discussing the end of limit the hilchas achag. Eglital and Akhtum of the Eglital discusses that why he's writing his chibba on the hilchas Shabbos. So he brings the Gemara and Saita, Kol mitzvah, each mitzvah, Klal Yisroel, Nechas Aleyu, Dalet Brises. Lilmoid le Lamait, yeah? And also to be, and also Lishma Velasas, yeah. So, If you die from here, there's two chayim of limudat Torah. There's one mitzvah of limudat Torah bechlau, mitzvah talmud Torah. And another chayim, before a person goes to mekayim a mitzvah, he needs to know the haluchas of the mitzvah. When meila mitzvah the mitzvah, he's mechiyev the limud the haluchas of the mitzvah. It's a chayduk of the chelka mitzvah. Like the, as mitzvah day for the lushna gemuda, nechasi brisa is on the mitzvah. What was the bris? The yidden were kaidis on the mitzvah, on each mitzvah. Limud to learn the haluchas of the mitzvah. So you can bring a day to this klal of the egle tal. This is ne hilchas bechas atoyna. The pasuk and the skat says the issues mechiyev can be mevuv bechas atoyna because the issues put the tal mitoyna. One shit of the Rishonim says the Nusha came in Mavudach Bechas HaTayda. I did not Mechiv in Bechas HaTayda. I did not Mechiv in Talmud Tayda. So it says, Enoch Haname in the Chiv of Talmud Tayda, not Mechiv. But every mitzvah, they have to be Mekayim, mitzvah Loisese. Or mitzvah Esa Shaloi Azman Grumme, now Mechiv to learn the Haluches of the mitzvah, and only to know how to Mekayim the mitzvah, and maybe they came in Mavudach, the mitzvah of Birchas HaToyde, there's a mechiyim and limit HaToyde of these mitzvahs. According to the Eglitals as Buddha, we can understand the chilek very well. The mitzvah, general mitzvah of Talmud HaToyde, Nusha Maputa. But since there are mechiyim in the mitzvah, we made it as a Kriyas bris on each mitzvah, and they have to learn the haluchas of the mitzvah. And we made it a mechiyim, they can already mevudach Birchas HaToyde, we pass this chiyim, of the limit of hilchas of these mitzvahs, which is a lot of haluchas. And if you look at all the haluchas of mitzvahs and nushim ha-mechiyev, it's enough to learn many years without any hafsaka. So Eglei Tal goes further with the tremendous chiddush that if we learn the pshat is that the chaylik of the mitzvah is the limit of the mitzvah, then ma'ile, all these skillis which Chazal say about the mitzvah refer not only to the mitzvah, but to the limit haluchas of the mitzvah as well. For example, Chazal say Shmiras Shabbos is mechaper kala. Filo oved avodah zarah kedor enosh mochlim loy. Shmiras Shabbos is shkili keneged kol atoyde kela. Memeile, the Eglei Tal is mechaper. She had been limit hilchas Shabbos is shukl keneged kol atoyde kela. Limit hilchas Shabbos is mechaper like Shmiras Shabbos is mechaper. Memeile. The Chiddush can understand furthermore why before we come to a Yom Tov, before we come to a mitzvah, we have to learn the aluch of the mitzvah, because that's the chiyev, a chaylik of the chiyev of the mitzvah is to be learned the hilchas of the hilchas of mitzvah. And not only is it the chiyev as a chaylik of the kiyem of mitzvah, all the skillis which are said, for example, about the Chagat Pesach and the skillis of kiyem mitzvahs shel Chag HaPesach are relevant to the limud haluchas as well as the kiyum mitzvah b'chag. So maybe look a few dvudim ha'noigim l'chag to mekayim this mitzvah of she'al b'chag HaPesach. Just to finish off, like I'm listening to Kiddush Shechanuch Adav in the Tuv Chov Tes Siv Gimel, he says k'hayoyim. The minig is that the Rebunim are doidish for the Am, the Shabbos HaGudu, and it's not the minig that Kol Rav is doidish all the Shloshim Yom, the Hilchas HaChag. K'hayoyim sheyesh Svudim, there are Svudim in the Hilchas, Kitzida Haluchas, therefore everyone can learn himself, doesn't need to hear the Haluchas from Mepi Rav. So the Chiyuv is on everyone himself to learn the Haluchas from the Svudim, the Sifra Apsat. We'll start with the Chiyev of Bia Chomet, so it's probably Dvum Yediyim, and it's Chazet Tova. The Pusik says in Parshat Boy, Bal Yidu Bal Yimutze, first must have Chomet, two Lavim, Bal Yidu Bal Yimutze, Ach B'Yoy Mudishayin, which Chazal Darsh B'Yoy Mudishayin means Eilef Paisach, בחצות, אך ביוי מרישיין, תשפיסי סאור מבטייכם, סאור, even if סאור, we know it's a different thing to חומץ, סאור and חומץ, חזל, whatever it says, סאור, it refers to חומץ as well. סאור, means it's a תשפיסי, סאור מבטייכם, מי חומץ תשפיסי, זכיתי במשבס, discuss what's the touch, the overtouch of the word Hashbuse, Tashbis is Omer V'Taychem. And anyone who's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, the third kind is done with the Onshin. He has then the Isachinus Chomet, almost eat Chomet, besides Bali Mutze is enough, and the Chilus Chomet is the Krisis, and he has then the Isan Hanua of Chomet, which is not the Krisis, but the Isan Hanua which Chazal Darshan, Isan Hanua Mechomet. So, well, the passage that we learn the Pusik, or must have Chomet, Achba Yoim Rishon, passage we learn if someone has Chomet, Tashbis is all of the Taich. However, we can learn Shat in the Pusik. Ach v'yoyim v'lishan, tashbisi, you should be mashbis, sa'or, any chomet, mibetaycha. The Minchas Chinuch, choyke, chakide, what's the pshat in the pusik, tashbisi, sa'or, mibetaycha. Do we learn, pshat is, if a person, the chiv is, one should see, there should be no chomet in one's possession. So if it comes, eight of pais, achatzos, that if a person had chometz, he has to burn the chometz. So, machloekes has to make kind of mitzvah hashbus. If he didn't have chometz, he didn't have to have chometz in his possession, he's also make kind of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to have chometz in your possession. Shvi'is is Shabbos. The mitzvah is to see Shabbos to be shayve. So the positive mitzvah, the mitzvah which can make kind of b'shayve al ta'aseh. The mitzvah shvi'is is Shabbos. The Chaylik of Shabbos is a Kim Be'asayah, but the Chaylik of Shvisa, Shoymes and Meluch, is B'Shev Al Ta'asa. The same thing, Tashbisi of Chumetz is B'Shev Al Ta'asa. There's no Chiv to go and buy Chumetz and burn Chumetz Ne'er Paisa. If you don't have Chumetz, you keep him kind of the same Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to see that one should not have Chumetz in his possession. That's one way how we could learn the Mitzvah of Tashbisi. Even though it says Tashbisi, the Lushan Kim Basai, the Torah means if you have Sa'ya, you have to be Mashmit. If you don't have Sa'ya, you also Mekayim the Mitzvah. As the other way we could learn Pshat, no. Ach, B'yoy, Mudisha, and Tashbis, is Oven B'Taycha. One has to be Mashmit, Oven B'Taycha. Now, this we could also learn in Tipshutim, because then it's a Chiyah to go buy Chumas and be Mashmit. Or you could learn it's a Mitzvah Kiyimis. The Doimer. Mitzvah sitzit. If a person doesn't have a bigger dollar compass, he's not mechiv to be malbe sitzit. If he has a bigger dollar compass, he's mechiv to be mekayim the mitzvah, and if he doesn't, he's over isser. Is there a chiv to go buy dollar compass to put on sitzit? There's no chiv. The Gemara says, is a vischa. When man is on someone who's mashmit himself be mekayim the mitzvah, said of katina, the Gemara says, if there's a man of chaloi na'afach, when it's on shemayim, then there could be an oynish on someone who's not mekayim the mitzvah's eser. But there's no positive chiyiv to go be malbish dal kamvitz. We could say the same thing here. There's no positive chiyiv to go buy chometz. But if you don't have chometz, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If someone wants to be yoytz the mitzvah behedida, and he doesn't have chometz on yom yidalit, he has to go to the shop, buy chometz, and be mashmit. And thereby, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah tashmisi. If he won't do that, he will not be mekayim the mitzvah tashmisi. This is a common argument. The first argument is, Pusha the Nafkumini just said now. If a person didn't have chometz, he's mekayim tashmisi. Is there an Indian to go buy chometz and to be mashmit? Another Nafkumini, Geshmak and Nafkumini, Mechaz Chena says, is Aluch Echoy Shemishpot. The Gemud and Chilin says that someone chaps away a mitzvah of someone else. For example, someone shechted the tanagoyl or a chaya, and the dam is zipping on the floor, and there's a chiv of mitzvah of kissy adam. The mitzvah of kissy adam, the shoychet is going to be not be mekayim mitzvah kissy adam. So somebody else sees this dam on the floor, he runs, the ding is offer, and before the person has a chance to be mechas the dam, he's ready to be mechas the dam. Once he's been mechas the dam, he's finished the mitzvah. So, the halacha is, he has to be mishalem, he has to pay to the person who lost the mitzvah, since he was chay to the mitzvah, the halacha chay shemishad also. The same thing, gabbe bechus amuzin. So the mechus chenech, it's an afkemine, if someone had chomet, then someone else went and burnt his chomet. So, do we say he chapped away his mitzvah? And we have to say, took it just by this man. He didn't have a chance to go by another, lechay. So, if we learn you mekayim the mitzvah just by not having chometz, so he never chapped away the mitzvah. He mekayim the mitzvah even without burning it, as long as he didn't have chometz. If we learn the chiyuv is bepoil the kim ve'asai to be mashu the chometz, he was chayit in his mitzvah. Therefore, the chayit shemish the kishal, if it's mechiyuv to pay, That's one nafkmina. Another nafkmina is mitzvah abu ba'avayda. What happens if we're already after this man is sachid is chumetz, and the person ate up his chumetz. So he was over an avayda of eating chumetz. So he's also the kind of mitzvah of tashbisi. We know this. I'm showing him and say, whoever eats chumetz before Pesach is mekayem musa mitzvah of tashbisi. So he's mekayem mitzvah of tashbisi. But it was a mitzvah habu ba'avayda. Because it was ready after this man. Tashbisi is the whole Yom Tov also. If one has chumetz, has to be mashed. So if there's a chiyev b'chim v'asai to go be mashed with chumetz, it's a mitzvah habu ba'avayda. The mitzvah was the tashbisi, and it was ba'avayda. So it's not yoytze mitzvah, it was makad the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is only one should see, one shouldn't have chumetz. It's not a mitzvah b'kim v'asai. Meil is not shaykh in the end of mitzvah habu ba'avayda. Because the mitzvah was that the fact that chumetz isn't here. Meile, that wasn't bu ba'avayda. Meile, one be yoytze. So coming up to minutes between this shal. And the master is, the Mechaz Chenech himself is not bullied by Machkuna, but he's Machtoyet in the Machloik of the Shoinim. Machloik of the Shoinim is Dayik from Toysis. Toysis says, Toysis of Psuchem, Asa Kasha Rashi, we'll soon see, on the Rashi learns Tashbisi means Bittl. So Toysis asks, how could you say Tashbisi means Bittl if Tashbisi is talking about Chatzos? And after Chatzos, one can't be Mevat anymore. So, what's the kasha? Rashi, maybe Rashi learns Tashbisi means one should see, one shouldn't have chumetz. That one can do bachatzos as well. But maybe he learns it to machloek as Rashi Toysis. Whether the chiv Tashbisi is a chachiv, a kakaf to the gav, that he has to be mashbis to chumetz, or it's a mitzvah sheba al tase. Interestingly, the Mekor Chaim paskens is a chiv bekim v'asai. He answers it. The Rambam says, and it's not the shit as the Rambam paskens, that his bittl doesn't help for chumetz yediya. The whole takuna of bittl, a person can mevatel chumetz, is only for chumetz he doesn't know he has. But if a person has chumetz in front of him, the Rambam paskens, it can't be mevatel. It's how the kashas on the Rambam, mashu on the Gemara, in many places, that chumetz helps for chumetz yediya. So the Makor Chaim, and this is from the Baal Mechama from the Nesiv, it's on Hilchas Paisach, Makor Chaim, he wants to answer the Rambam, Enoch Hanami says, Bitla helps the Chumetz Yediyah. Or Masa be Mevatel the Chumetz Yediyah, because then he's being Mevatel the Mitzvah She'ula of Hashbusa, of being Mashbis. So he says there's a Chiev on the person to be Mashbis Chumetz. The Masa, the Marik, and the Debe Chaim, and the Simentes, and about the Chaylet, and the Paskin, the chiyuv is only one should see, one shouldn't have chumetz. The emar zoyz abe naizen or chaim shemeshin yitches paskens lehepach. The chiyuv is to be mashmis the chumetz bepoil, and if one doesn't have chumetz beyom yidalit, and one isn't mevay the chumetz bepoil mamish, one isn't mekay in the mitzvah tashbisi. And discussing the length of things right to come and to come, but that is maskune. But abe naizen the chiyuv tashbisi is the chiyuv akakaf to the gav beyom chaim shemeshin yitches. So now we'll discuss a bit about the touch on the word Tashbisi. So, the Rashi and the Rambam discuss, we see in the Gemara says clearly, if one has Chumetz, it is Mevatel the Chumetz, it's the Issa, Chumetz to Iraise, is ready to be Nifka. The person has Chumetz, and he says, Harayim Mevatel, it's a Chumetz, whenever Lushni says, the illusion people we say the illusion as an illusion of Amish, but it can be in any illusion as long as he understands what he's saying is Mabatul the Chumetz. The Chiev, the Issa, the Iraisa, he's the Yoitza, the Chiev, the Iraisa, Mashbusas Chumetz. So, how do we find Bittl in the words Tashbisi? How does Bittl take away the Issa, the Iraisa of Shehiyah Chumetz? The Rashi learns. And it's much more of the Rambam like this. The Rambam, the Tashbisi has two pshutim. Tashbisi can mean bepoil mamish, be mashbiz chumetz. That's one way I can do it. One can be mashbiz chumetz. And then we have a machlokes of Yehuda and Chachom. Rabbi Yehuda learned Tashbisi means sreifa. Ein bi chumetz el sreifa. Chachom learned af mepale bezoy leliach. As long as you got rid of the chumetz, there's no chumetz here. One's mekayim mitzvah Tashbisi. That is when once we mekayim the mitzvah Tashbisi kepshita. But why did the Torah say the Lushna Shpusa? Why did the Lushna Tevari be Mevayim Chumet? Rashi, the Rambam, Mazbe, the Toilet, the Rambam, said there's another way to be Mekayim, Mitzvah via Chumet, and that's through Bittul. What's the Pshat Bittul? Bittul means a person, it's a very innocent thing, how I don't find such a missing in the other Chelka Toilet. One should say the Chumet, in my eyes, is worthless. In my eyes, the Chumet has no worth, it's Ka'afra the other. That's all. Once in his mind, the chumetz is worthless, is yoytze the mitzvah of bia chumetz. I mean, I'll tell you, even if he has a whole stock of chumetz here, if he said in his eyes it's butl, ka'afa da'ada, it's worthless in his eyes, he's yoytze the mitzvah. The rabbuna was mesak, and we have to do bedika and bia as well, because they have to come a chashushes, that they'll be takulis, they will just be mekayim the mitzvah in this way. So according to Rashi, the mitzvah, the inner of bittul, is a chiddush which is nichlal in the word tashbisi. Tosfos learns completely different pshat. The word tashbisi means kipshita. Tosfos brings kama rayas. Tashbisi means kipshita be mashbis. One ray of Tosfos I mentioned before, that if that tashbisi is talking after this mana be as well, after this mana issa. And if he means bittul, we have a cloud, one can only be mevatel chumet, lifnai is manu issa. Tosfos learns bittul is just a way out. What's the pshat? We know lo yiru elichu chumetz. One is only oiv chumetz if it belongs to him. So bittul pshat is hefka. He's putting it out of his shirt. His maske. Kolero it's a little yiru yiru. Once he's maske, mainly he's not oiv the issa. Not the pshat. The bittul is a key in mitzvah. It's a chiddush of Tosfos. So push it there. Way how to drive oneself out of the issa. The Torah says, this is only if the Chumet belongs to you. The person has the Chumet Shem Goy, as long as he's not the Kabbalah Machrayis, he's not over. The Maila. That's the Pshat of Torah. Torah has got a problem. We know there's a Klau, it has to be Mavkin if Nai Shlosh. Bittle Chumet, we never find Bittle Chumet if you're Bittle Chumet if Nai Shlosh. So Torah has learned the Pshat that Bina Torah to now not to be Bittle Chumet if Nai Shlosh. Maybe since the only with the Rabbuna when he said half with Neshleisha, so Rabbuna were Michael and allowed the beer bittul chumetz to take place of Neshleisha. Shleid of Neshleisha. Yeah. It's interesting. Kasha mibe be chiyu tzavus panayach. The Dan is mazbe. What's the chiyuv of tashbisi? The chiyuv of tashbisi is that one shouldn't come to be oichel the chumetz. That's how he learns shat in the pussy. Why do you have to be mashmis the chumetz? He called oichel chumetz in echesu. Since anyone who eats chumetz will be chakrisis, therefore be mashmis the chumetz. So you do the chumetz oichel soyim. So the shoyim and the chiyuv of tashbisi also push the shal. How can bittul help to become the mitzvah of tashbisi? If the whole in of tashbisi is one shouldn't come to eat the chumetz, if some person has their whole house full of chumetz, just because he said in his eyes it's worthless, the choyd is still a chashash, he'll still come to eat it. Oy bazoi, how can bittul help us to we shouldn't come to eat the chumetz? If bishloim, if tashbisi means havuda, understand? If mavid the chumetz is neh. If we learn chumetz means bittul, how does bittul take away the chashash? The person will come to eat the chumetz. Another quick shala, the issa of Baal Yiruwe Baal Yimutza. We know that the issa on Zoni Oiva Bekazayis. But as less than the Kazayis of Chumet isn't over the issa of Baal Yiruwe. So the Chakira and the Achroinim, we know there's the issa of Chatzishia. For example, a person eats a half a kezayis of a machal issa, he isn't over the issa. For example, let's say he ate a shedet, chatzishia of a shedet, he isn't over the issa of achilas shedet, won't get malchus, but he's over the issa of chatzishia. So machlokes in the Gemara, b'yochanan is shlokish, b'yochanan pastens is a chiyev issa of chatzishia, there's no malchus of chatzishia. We learned that from a pusik, kol is a chiyev of chatzishia, issa of chatzishia. So the chakid of the early achdainim is there is a chatzishia only benegay legab issa achile, It's a chile. For example, he ate half a kezayis, so we're gozer. The Torah was gozer, maybe he eat the whole kezayis. When it's not negayat, it's a chile. For example, it's the bal yiruah. There's only Issa having chumet. If a person has a half a kezayis of chumet, is he over the Issa of chasishi or not? So there's some chamsi shalom, there's all achleinim, a shaykel with Torah and this shalom, there's the Issa of chasishi, then a gaylish is chumet. So there's a nice raya from the first Mishnah in Bayah. Mishnah in Bayah, the Machlokes, and this is the kid which I mentioned before, the Issa of Bal Yidu, is only a Kazayis, Beitus Machlokes, the Shaman Betelu. One man the Omar is Machalik between Se'oya and Chomet. He says one is Bekeseves, the big Ishiya, and one is Bekazayis. The first Mishnah in Bayah, Machlokes, the Shaman Betelu. Machlokes, if we learn that the Issa of Chatzishiyah Bebal Yeduah, it would come out to be no nafke minna between Misham and why? Because we pass, that's also Machloikis Hashayim, that on Bal Yeduah there's no Malkis. If a person has Chumet, there's no Malkis. The Shali is why? One reason is because it's a love on Nitzakla Esther. Any love which the Torah says don't be over the Issa, but if you do, there's a way to be Menatik the love to Mekayim and Mitzvah's Esther, and then there's no Malkis since the Torah says Bal Yeduah. But if you have chumet tashbis, you might it's a lav and it's an effort no more. Other tzlochem if it's a lav shayim, but master, so look, Bal Yidu, there's no malchus. Chatzishiyah, we said before, there's also no malchus. So what if one learns, and Bal Yidu, there's Issa of Chatzishiyah, so what's the machleikis ledina, what's the nafke minna, if let's say by chumet, the shia Bal Yidu is the kesevich, which is a bigger shia, or Bekazai. Let's look according to the man who holds the sheaves Bekaseves. So what do you learn the fastest? An afkemin would be Kaseves. If a person has a chumet, he'll be chiv malchus. Less than Kaseves, he won't be chiv malchus. But there's no such an afkemin. Why? Because he'd anyhow be over chatzishiyah less than Kaseves. A Kazai is a chatzishiyah of a Kaseves. Why would you say that? What if you have a kaseves, mechiv malchus? From Bal Yidu, there's no chiv malchus. So what's the nafka minna between the man d'Omar who holds that the zechiv is of Bal Yidu a kaseves and the man d'Omar is a kazayas? Bal Yidu, there's no malchus. So but kaseves will also be no malchus. And chatzishiyah, you have the oyver issa. So what's the nafka minna between the din is the man d'Omar who holds kaseves and kazayas? So from here, some there's no Issa Chatzishiyah in Bal Yidu, only by Sida Achira there's Issa Chatzishiyah.